Wow,
Patrice
getting slammed. Patrice talks some mad shit. I bet if his girlfriend says jump, he says, how high? Yes, Pookie. Whatever you want, dear. He really, and then he called you a lying knitter rapist. He really,
It sounds good, but then you got to think about something called reality in there.
Which one?
I just don't see many women.
Well, you know. A lot of white guys' perception of black guys in a relationship is the same as the little car drive in Reservoir Dogs when they're talking about how black guys treat their bitches and stuff. And then
that's why white guys kill their wives on a regular basis. One OJ, yeah, but what about the constant white guys putting anchors on their pregnant wives, killing the new guy fucking went to England. White guys do that all the time. You know why? Because they have this real this illusion of how women want to be treated, and they do too. Mm-hmm. But women don't even know how they want to be treated. They don't. They're goofy. I'm just telling you.
Goofy. I like how they're goofy.
And I don't treat it bad. It's not even like you think because it's tone and what I'm saying that I'm walking around shoving my girlfriend's head in the toilet when we're not having sex. But it's like. It's a direction thing. If you don't give your girl direction, she'll give herself direction. And everybody's running around with like their heads cut off, with chickens with their head cut off.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know. Fuck him. He don't know what he's talking about. But white guys always end up killing their wives because white women are nitpicky. See, here's the difference. I'll give you two differences. Black woman and white woman. How do you
All right.
Things.
I like this.
Black woman, let's say. You know how women get this thing where they feel like, you know, you ever eat at a restaurant and your food, you're brought. This is the thing that you have to learn how to do. If the waiter, you go, I want french fries. The waiter brings you rice.
Mm-hmm.
And your girlfriend goes, he didn't order rice. He ordered french fries. Excuse me. I'm looking. And you got to go, bitch. I'm sorry. I can be in control of my own fucking carbohydrates, bitch. Do not feel you need to protect my fucking plate.
Holy
soon shit. They try to wiggle in and figure out a way to bitch you up. All you have to do is have them look at you like, you know what? This motherfucker is all man. I don't need to step in unless it's fucking necessary. I'm in his corner when he needs it. Like a cut man. Like a boxer. The fucking, the trainer doesn't get in and go in the dude's ear while he's boxing. Come on, motherfucker, jab! At the end, he goes, you all right, man, listen, you don't need help, you need help. That's what a woman is. It's like, she's in your corner trainer to go, all right, he don't need my fucking training right now. He's a boxer. He's a man.
Knows
what he's doing. It's little fucking things, man, that you have to let them know, you know what? I don't need that. But women, I'm telling you, they get this thing where, back to the difference. The black women will go, like, say you go to a store. I used to have this girlfriend who, it was amazing. She would get me, if I could wear a shirt and it could be ripped, it could be sweat stains underneath, it could smell like shit. And she would get my money back. Because she would go in there, and here's the difference. She would let you try to be a man. This is why it's hard. It's harder to deal with black women. She would let you be a man for the 5 minutes that you needed to be, like, to get there. Like, you go, girl, boy, go in there and get that money for that shirt. And you would go in and go, I had this shirt for 6 months, and this has a rip in it. And I was wondering if I could. Move, nigga! You ain't doing enough. This motherfucking shirt it's only been 6 months. Give him this motherfucking money back. Okay. Black women give you 2 seconds to try to be a man. Right? And then, you know, they'll go for
and
it.
They'll take off.
And it's volatile. It's a volatile thing. White people's relationships aren't volatile.
No.
It's a white woman whispering man stuff in your ear until you kill her.
So you kill
her. Sweetie, are you going to let him? Are you going to let him? You know, you're not going to go get the money for that shirt. Listen, stop being such a faggot. And stop being such a piece of shit up a spineless worm. And go get your money. Go get him, baby. Go get him. Go, you're a man. Supposedly, you're a man. That's what I heard. And this constant needling and constant fucking in your head until you fucking killer.
You snap and choke.
Because you leave all your emotions deep inside.
All right, let's go to Bill in New Hampshire. Bill, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey.
Patrice,
Just getting divorced, an 11-year relationship, started dating this broad, kind of hanging out with her all day. I'm not really dating her, I'm just becoming friends. I want to know, how do you think I should play it? White girl, got a kid, I got kids. You're just hanging out and shit like that. But I don't know, I feel a little... Oh, geez, this is a little gay on the radio. But that's, I don't know, how should I...
But you don't sound like you have a specific problem that need be addressed.
No, it's just, I guess it'd be the wife and her ex, those situations, and dealing with the exes and the fathers and the mother of the babies.
Oh, just, my girlfriend got a baby from another dude. I don't even know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't even know the motherfucker.
Really?
I never met him, don't want to meet him.
Yeah, how do you play that?
I have sex with his baby's mama. That's her. That's his situation. See, that's the thing. You can't be so attached to that body, man. You can, forget it. It's like you're never gonna meet a girl whose hymen ain't broken. You know what I'm saying? None of them are special.
How old's the kid?
It's about 7.
Oh, Jesus.
Have you ever met the kid?
Yeah. The kids. The kid likes me. I like the kid. I don't try to raise her. She just has to respect me because I'm
but when
grown
the kid,
man.
When the kid's father comes around, what do you do?
He don't come around. And if he did, they know I exist. Uh-huh. I buy her beds and shit. I buy her, like, toys. I really confuse the issue with shit. Because
right.
I'm a nice... Yeah. Like, but the thing is... You'll never ever have to worry about that shit. Concentrate on your relationship with this chick. I'm telling you, don't worry about it. Here's the thing, man. A good relationship is always one where the girl is a little bit insecure. Not like, bitch, your breath stink or your head's fat. It's just that she's not comfortable whether or not you'll be happy if you leave. I'm telling you, if she thinks you'll be ecstatic if she leaves, she won't fucking go nowhere. So you always play the card like you don't give a fuck, even if you do.
Nice.
And the beauty of this whole thing is Patrice's girl is beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Nice. She's beautiful.
Yeah. How you think a fucking mess like me could get a gorgeous girl? And I don't fuck with ugly bitches. I might fuck with an ugly bitch.
It's all psychological.
But I love beautiful women. I want to get... It's psychological. It's a mind thing. I can't outfuck anybody.
Hey,
my dick is...
Hey, Patrice.
You know?
Before
can't outfuck a guy. Some young guy with a good back.
Before we try to move on a little bit, okay?
All right, man.
Can you tell the story you were telling in the office?
Oh, really? Oh, shit. Yeah, a few years ago.
This is a real story, right?
Yeah, absolutely,
it's
man.
Based on reality, so it'll be all right.
I met this chick.
Speaking of chicks and girls.
Just
and,
crazy shit.
And crazy
and,
shit.
Oh, and this is, you know what this is relevant to? It's relevant to if you act like you don't give a shit, women's power is in your fear of whatever they're going to do. It's like, whatever. So I met this girl. We went back to my house. We was fucking around a little bit. So she was my favorite.
This is a sex story.
My favorite position. My favorite sex anything is not even sex anymore. It is my favorite thing. Is I'm laying down. The girl is draped over my left nipple and she's sucking on my right nipple. I have my thumb in the vagina like, and I'm grabbing the ass with my thumb in the pussy.
Uh-huh.
Can you picture it?
Absolutely.
So my thumb's in the pussy. I'm grabbing the ass. I'm sucking her titty. She's sucking mine. So I'm sucking long enough and milk starts to
oh Jesus.
Milk starts to shoot out.
It gets better, kids.
So I go in my head I should go, oh, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
But I go, wow, I'm thinking of like Lactate Mama's 9, you know, on the porn. I'm like, wow, this is a porno shit. This is some, you know, I'm like
this
so
is
I'm
some
like
heavy shit.
I'm like, oh yeah. She's like, I go, yeah, where's your baby? Thinking like a bad girl thing, like, yeah, your baby's somewhere with the babysitter while you're fucking this guy. Where's your baby? She goes, ooh, I had a miscarriage, Daddy.
So I
should be going, ah! I go, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that awful?
I had a miscarriage, Daddy. I was like,
yeah,
God,
I bet you did.
In my head, I was going, ah! What I just... I just kept going.
Oh, is that horrid?
You just gotta stay in character,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Stay in character.
Keep going.
Don't even let it freak you out. Guys, I don't
How
believe...
freaked were you out? You had to be freaked out, though.
After she said miscarriage, but the lactate, no. I was just like, ah, she got a new baby. It's like, great. Fucking a kid somewhere with the grandmom sitting here squeezing milk out of titties and shit.
You're eating dead baby food. That's what you were eating. You were drinking dead baby food.
It is what it is, man. I didn't make up the fucking thing. It just happened.
All right, we got Lisa. She's very pissed off.
Is she really?
Yes, she is.
Oh,
Lisa
no.
in Jersey. Lisa.
Yes.
Hi, Lisa.
How many girls is he with? It just shows the product of woman he's with. I just can't believe that women fall for his crap.
Oh, you're an easy mark. Listen to you. You have no guidance.
Oh, I'm an easy mark.
Yeah, I would get you within 2 days of knowing me. You'll be subscribing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, just by your answer, sweetie, I could tell you go. This is classic. Yeah, right. Whatever. Here's what is on your mind. I'm a big, arrogant, big mouth fucking asshole, right? And you want to curb, you want to destroy that any way you can. So here's what you do. If you're pretty, this is where pretty girls fuck up. They try to hear a giggling. This is here's where pretty girls fuck up. They try to get me because I'm a fat motherfucker. So what they try to do is they play the love game. They give me something they think is precious, which is pussy. That's what girls have to give. But after
that's all we have to give.
That's an attack mode. What other plan can you have other than your pussy?
On attack mode.
If you wanna destroy a man's fucking arrogance, what do you do to do that other than use your pussy?
Oh my god.
Do you hear it? She's doing the singing because she really don't have an answer. Oh my god. It's like, what else can you do? Talk about fucking the French Riviera with me? You innately.
Obviously, you couldn't talk about that.
Yes, I could. Innately, here's what you got to understand, ma'am. We don't like you. No matter what you know, we don't care if you know all the quarterbacks in the NFL. We don't care if you know every team color. We don't care if you know all the GMs. We don't care if you know every basketball. We don't care because innately we don't like you. So you try to infiltrate your personalities on us, and you realize that you're not interesting. Then you try to fuck us. When that doesn't work, you're ours.
Okay. So that's the only reason that you're interested.
At first. And then, look it. If I work hard to get what I want, which is pussy, right? You agree with that we work hard to get pussy, right?
Yes.
Then after I do what I do, what's your job?
Don't you like the companionship or some kind of...
Yes, but in a possession kind of way. Like you go, wow, this girl, you know what women have to do? Grow on you. My girl been around for 4 years.
You.
Grow on you.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh
you
my God,
love
I have to meet
you.
Your girlfriend. I have
you
to meet her.
You love.
I can't imagine that you're dating an intelligent, beautiful.
She's
woman.
A genius, really. She's fucking a genius girl. I date doctors, lawyers, people tell you. I don't date no fucking homeless people, retards. No one that dates on Paxil or no shit
Somebody's
like that.
Somebody's in bed with you, telling you that she just had a miscarriage. That sounds like an intelligent woman.
Oh, well, that's a goofy bitch, but that's the type of bitch that's the bitch you fuck when you just meet a bitch with lactate and mess. had a miscarriage. That's the price you pay when you meet a bitch off the street. But
that was a snack for Patrice.
Yeah,
that wasn't
I'm just talking about like a girl like
that wasn't
you.
Dinner.
We would go out to dinner. You would curse me out for a little while. You would understand because you innately you don't have your own philosophy because you're not really saying anything now.
Yeah, when Patrice brought up the fact that the pussy's the weapon. When you girls go into battle for the first time, this is before any get to know you, whatever. It's just
because that's we know that's all you want in the beginning.
That's all we want, but
in the beginning,
that's not all I want unless that's all you got. Now, if all you got is pussy, why would I try to?
You don't sound like that. You sound like this is the way I keep her on track, and this is she's
yes. Like look at your mouth. Like you can tell there's no guidance in your life because you're too comfortable yapping about nothing.
Okay, Patrice. You talk about nothing all the time.
Right, because I'm a guy, and that's what we do. But you, the stuff you talk about that you think is about something.
You talk constantly.
Thank you, but it's always interesting when guys talk.
All right, Lisa, thank you. We got a couple more here. Let's go to Kevin in Nebraska. Kevin!
Hey, guys, what's up?
Jump in. Find your spot and go.
Hey, Dr. O'Neill, man, you need to shut up. My wife listens to this show, and you're giving away all my secrets.
I'm sorry, man. I don't want to get no good soldiers in trouble. But this is they just yapping.
Let's go right to Colorado. Kirsten, what's up?
Hey, I totally agree with Patrice. Absolutely agree with Patrice. Women need to know their place, know what they do, do it well, and please their man. And their man will be around forever.
Good girl.
Wow.
Forever. Good absolutely. Girl. Men need a writer. Be a writer. It's not that difficult. Keep your mouth shut. Do what you're told. Be who you are.
Is that what you
hang.
Is that what you do with your girl?
All right, thank you, Kirsten. Let's go to John in Utah. John,
deep voice.
Yeah, I just want to say, Patrice saved my marriage. I was the doting husband, and it was all about her. Started to listen to him, and things were going bad. So I started going, well, what would Patrice do? I started following his advice.
What would Patrice do?
It was bad at first, but it's turned her around, and we're happier than we could possibly ever
be. WWPD shirts you're going to be
seeing. Here's what he said. Hear what he said. We're happy. Yeah. A happy man is a happy relationship. A happy woman is a miserable man.
Patrice.
Wow.
She wanted me to be the man.
That's... Here's why you should always understand why it's legitimate. I'm a fucking mess. Physically, like, I'm trauma. Try to get in shape one of these days. But naked, if you look at me naked next to my girl, you would go, what the fuck? Like, my self-esteem has to, like, when I fuck her, I have to go, why is she fucking me? I would never give me no pussy. And it's like, I'm looking at her going, what's she up to? This is, like, my low self-esteem.
It's got to be an ulterior motive.
My self-esteem so low is high. Like, I go, what is this bitch after? But I start realizing, dude, it's a mind thing. All they want is just a motherfucker they can look at and blink slow and respect. And you know, it's not about beating them and subjugating them. It's about they look at you and feel like they don't need to be your mama. That's it. That they go, wow, this motherfucker is in my corner. He handles his business. You know how sexy? This is what I'm saying. Your house situation, you become a million times sexier. Because that's some man shit you did is buy a fucking mansion. That's some man shit. You bought a mansion, Anthony. So it's like your girl can't help but go, this motherfucker. When you're renting, she can kind of, that other half of her voice that tries to put you down, she can look at you and go, this faggot is renting at 59. But now it's like, this nigga's renting a house, this pussy ass nigga. You bought a mansion, nigga, and clothes. She wants you more. You're hotter.
59, finally.
You're hotter than you was when you was renting. It's a fact.
Fuck, man.
Wow.
That's really good. Hey, wait, hold on a minute. Let's go to John. You got people, man, reacting today.
Oh, yeah.
John in Pennsylvania.
Patrice, I'm impressed, dude. You know how to keep your woman in line without a contract.
Yeah, man. It's mine shit, dude. It's mine. I'm telling you. It's like, it's pimping without beating her and making her sell pussy. It's just, they want that, dude. Don't ever let them convince they don't want that. What will they do without, like, a man's guidance? You ever see a woman at once, like, they try to... You see how the success to a woman is being like a guy? It's like, I do this, I do that, I do this and that. And we can care less. Like a sexy man, like fucking a female Opie, like a woman that's in the same position that Opie's in, is not any sexier than the bitch that works at McDonald's if she's cute.
And loaded like six clips. Yeah, yeah. Hope you niggas ain't on a nigga hit list. No. I just aim to kill him, boy, you know I don't miss. No, no. Got me so disappointed, I'm like this, this. Yeah. Truth be told, I ain't worried about you, don't trip. No. I just really want this paper and these gold chips. Yeah. Flyest nigga with the motherfucking dope.